L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-V. 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 L-I-T-T-L-E-T-R-I-V.
The Good Night Show with Little Triv on WREW-FM. Coming from the east side.
On 91.1, and it's called the Little Triv Show. What they're doing is, I could just imagine busting my balls constantly, probably. But I don't mind.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Honestly, listen, folks.
But I love it.
Listen.
When you're lame again.
I love it. I don't care about taxes, and I love the tax plan.
I don't care about the tax reform, but I love it.
Can I say something? Please.
Please.
People. People have been asking me all week, Lamigan, talk about the tax plan, talk about the tax plan.
They keep faxing in Lamigan.
Like running me down the street. Come on, almost running me over in their cars. Hey, can you talk about the tax plan this week?
Lamigan, beep, 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 beep. We have gotten so many faxes that just say, Lamigan.
And yet yeah. I know what the rest is, and they don't have to type it, because I know, because they say it to me in the street.
They usually don't type anything more.
They usually just put a period, maybe a comma, and I know the rest. It's talk about the tax plan. They want to hear us talk about the tax plan. This is one of Trump's big victories, and they think that we like Trump, and you know, we have a complicated relationship with the fella. And this is what I want to say about taxes. I don't care, but I love it.
Me neither.
We don't care, folks. And if you're wondering who cares, who doesn't care, it's Landon Lamigan and Little Triv, who we also call Diesel.
Mostly Diesel now. Can you explain that, Lamigan? Because I know you feel like you have told a lot of people, but I have had more people ask me why they call me Diesel than ever before. So
very quickly, I'll explain why we call Little Triv Diesel. So on the road, we met somebody named Petro. He was a trucker. We met him at a car stop. What I call gas stations, car stops. Could you stop your car? Why would you call it a gas station?
I call them pit stops.
Okay. I call them car stops. But same thing. You know what we're talking about. When I say I stopped at a car stop, you know I'm talking about a gas station. Anyway, so we stopped at the gas station, and we're talking to this fella. His name's Petro. And we're asking him, and we're just off the rails. We're just unhinged on the road, just excited to get down to Vegas. It's right around the time of that big 88,000 people dying shooting conference concert. The gambling guy in the flip flops went up to the hotel room with all the guns and killed a bunch of people. That's when it was.
He was like the octopus guy with like eight arms. I had a gun in each arm, and he killed so many people, including that.
It was in the news.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, he killed him right in the heart. Yeah, it was very funny because he had so many different guns. It was in the headlines every time they found a new gun. Eighth gun found. Ninth gun found. It turns out he was holding 10 machine guns at the same time.
100% correct. Now, Lamigan, can you get back to the story? Because normally I like it, but right now we have kind of a lot to get to today, including Christmas.
Okay. So anyway, we're talking to this fella, Petro, and he said, yes, you get a little crazy on the road, so you got to get a new nickname. We're like, new nickname? What do you mean? Your name's Petro. That's not a nickname. He said, oh, yes, it is. My name's Ortep. I'm an Egyptian. We're like, oh, yeah, I guess you do kind of look Egyptian. And then he told us that his name's Ortep, and that on the road, you got to do a backwards name. So he went by Petro. And so then we looked at each other, and he said, Little Triv, you're a little crazy. You need an on-the-road nickname. So what's Little Triv backwards?
Diesel.
So that's why he's Diesel, folks. And if you are ever wondering, I said it in this episode. I said it in the episode before last episode, and then I also said it in the episode before that, and maybe even the one before that one. So, I'm going to quickly say something about the tax plan. It passed. Congratulations to all the Republicans.
Mike Pence is up there.
Yes, you're up there. Congratulations.
He has some short old guy with glasses up there. I don't think he's even a senator.
I saw him and I said, that man could be president.
Oh, you're going to start seeing new people up there.
Well, once you start seeing new people, you know it's sort of like, it's sort of that gut feeling, like when you first saw Bush, you knew, this guy's going to be president one day. So I get that gut feeling about the people that they start having up there. So anyway, I want to say really quick, little triv, Diesel, I want to say that it's very cool that the tax plan passed, but I don't care because I don't pay taxes. Folks, I don't even have a social security number. As far as the U.S. government is concerned, I do not exist. And folks, I am telling you, this has nothing to do with me being a sneaky, off-the-grid, clever guy. I have no idea how to do any of that crap. I just slip through the cracks because I am creepy and slimy and greasy, and I know how to get away with everything. Anything, and I do not have any records.
I have a comical question, Lamigan. Do you think you're getting anything for Christmas? Because I have a song for you if you don't think you are.
Well, usually I get a lump of coal.
Nothing for Christmas.
Okay.
Kind of sounds like
Mommy
you.
Mommy and Daddy are mad.
Now that's more like it.
Now it sounds like
if I get nothing, then you're gonna hear some noises very similar to what you heard outside that Las Vegas window.
Lamigan.
Yes?
Do you want to talk about... Well, maybe I should just talk about it. You were going to do some Christmas carols and
it is the last episode before our big Christmas. And
before you introduce your accompaniment, Seth from WTAM is going to call in for my father's show.
And folks, that's Seth, not Seth. Seth is doing large labor
scary
in China because he killed his family. But Seth has a family. He cares about them very much. And he is a co-host on the Mike Trevisano Show. And that is Diesel's father's show. And they have a wide audience. So if Seth actually calls, that'll be really cool.
Last time he called in, he's not a conversationalist.
He doesn't enjoy it.
This people work their whole lives, Lamigan, to do what we do, and we are all so blessed by the father of the mighty.
Yes, and mighty radios.
And Lamigan, he has it. He got there. And I've never met somebody so lazy and ungrateful.
Yeah, I mean, he's very... very boring, dull. I want to ask you, how many radios do you think we reach each night? 1 million, 2 million?
Well, Lamigan, if you think about yourself as a kid with that little transistor radio underneath your covers, hoping Mommy and Daddy wouldn't see.
Off the record. Imagine.
It would be world record breaking.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to count. If you account for those kids, and no one's counting those kids. That's got to be like 10 million kids listening to us every Wednesday night. Thank you.
My father had one of those baseball bats with the nails sticking out at the end.
Oh, so like a beater bat, like a kill bat.
Yeah, it's a kill bat, very violent.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, Lamigan, because it's kind of what I was getting at.
He ever whack you with it?
Yes, he did, Lamigan.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Okay. For listening to that radio past your bedtime, I bet.
Bingo.
I know if I had kids, I'd spank the crap out of them. I'm glad I don't have kids. They would not be on good terms with me.
Lamigan, if you had kids, would you do the baseball bat with the nails?
Oh, I would do hell of a lot worse than that.
Would you do anything with fire?
Fire... I would
waterboarding
maybe, but I do a lot of things with electrodes and wires and wiring. I don't know. They get poked a lot by some pretty sharp objects. Let's just say that.
You do a lot of upside down kind of stuff too.
Well, yeah, because the blood rushes to your head. It makes everything difficult, and you feel like you're about to faint. And then right before they're about to faint, you flip them back upright. So, folks, today is the last show before Christmas, and there's going to be a big war, but we're going to maybe talk about that later, but tonight's all about peace and music. And I've sang before, way back during the election, I sang about Hillary Clinton. And, you know, I might just do that again tonight, but we're mostly going to be singing some Christmas carols I came up with for you.
And Lambert, we're just going to go ahead and assume that Seth is not going to call, so you can introduce your guest.
So if Seth calls, we'll have to put everything on hold because that's an important caller. But can we turn down the background music, please, a little bit, Diesel? Just a little tiny bit. Thank you. So, folks, we're going to introduce a very special guest. He is a musician. And I don't know if I want to call him my friend or just a very, very good friend of the show.
And amazingly, Seth is calling in now, Lamigan, so introduce him now.
Oh, okay, so we'll come back. This is also an amazing caller that we're getting right now. And folks, this guy, we were just talking, he's on the real radio. The one they play for grown-ups. We're just for little kids. Hello? You there?
Hello.
Hey, it's so good to hear from you. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, why are you guys talking crap about me?
Well, I wasn't going to, but then, you know, he gives me that look. You know how it is when you're with the big man. He sort of makes you feel more and more negative.
I understand.
It's no hard feelings. It's all entertainment. You know we admire you. You're admirable.
I'm ready to go to bed, to be honest with you.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. We'll get you ready for bed.
Seth, I was just saying that a lot of people spend their whole lives waiting to get to the point that you're at right now, and you just sound so sad.
I'm not sad at all. I got a great family. I got a nice house, and yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where he's getting at with that. Let's start chatting here. Okay, so where do we start? I don't even know where to start now because I'm so thrown off. Okay, so it's almost the holidays, and every week we talk about the war on Christmas because you can't go anywhere without hearing Happy Holidays. And, you know, when I hear Happy Holidays, what I really hear is F you and screw your religion. And it hurts. I like hearing Merry Christmas. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I like hearing Merry Christmas, too, but it's also Happy Holidays for a lot of people out there that don't, you know, celebrate I do, and that's fine.
Well, the thing is, I heard that Jewish people don't even really like Hanukkah, and then everyone else that celebrates their other holidays don't even really like those holidays. But we who celebrate Christmas, we actually love Christmas.
I think that everybody loves their holidays and everything's fine. It's okay to say either one.
Well,
I prefer Merry Christmas because that's what I celebrate.
Me too. And I really prefer that to the point where I get annoyed when I hear anything else. And here's the other thing. Okay, so Happy Holidays. And I'm going to repeat exactly what Little Triv just said. And we call him Diesel now. But sometimes we still call him Little Triv. And you know why. So the thing is, when you say Happy Holidays, the only people who care about their holidays around this time of year is us, the ones who celebrate Christmas. The people
That's
who
not
cele-
true, and you know that.
Well, what about, That's okay, so Hanukkah is sort of like Easter. No one cares about Easter. So there's no present. Okay,
that's
well,
not true at all. I care about Easter. So
what about
daughter,
you? What do you like about Easter? Bunnies, ham? I don't like that stuff.
I enjoy every chocolate bunny I get.
Well, I don't get
hollow. Wait, hollow or solid?
Prefer the solid.
Okay. Well, I like them hollow because you can fill it up with water.
Well, you guys are great, and I hope you have a good night.
Is it what? Okay, well, we said we'd put you to bed, so have yourself a hot buttered rum, and I'm going to say this to you as earnestly as I can. Mary.
Is Glenn calling tonight?
Who?
Glenn? Is Glenn calling tonight?
Glenn did not fax us back.
Yeah, we sent him a fax. He didn't send it back. So you got the short end of the straw, buddy. But let me say this. Go ahead.
No, you guys were awesome. So.
Oh, I was just going to say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
We're going to listen to you tomorrow.
Have a good night.
You too.
I always feel guilty. We thought he wasn't going to call, so we were kind of busting his balls. And then he did call, and he called us out, and he seemed a little disappointed. He said we were great, but I don't feel like we deserved that.
It kind of makes me wonder if Glenn is calling tonight.
That's sort of like on Christmas Eve when your mommy tells you, is Santa coming tonight? And you know he is, so maybe Glenn is calling. Well, anyway, that was very exciting, and I'm glad that happened. That was probably a 45-second ordeal, but it's better than nothing. So back to what I was saying.
Can't complain.
So we are... Tonight's about magic, peace, and music.
Oh, we got a call in.
Okay. Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air? I'm live?
You're live!
This is me, Dante. I'm trying to shout out my girl Maddie and Owen.
That sounds really hot.
Oh, we don't do shout outs on this show.
I'm trying to get in on this Christmas thing, the happy holiday.
Well, I just want to ask you, do you celebrate? Okay, so if you obviously don't celebrate Christmas, so you have to say, you have to agree with me when I say the holidays that aren't Christmas in December aren't as important as Christmas. So when you say happy Hanukkah, Jewish person doesn't care. If you say happy Kwanzaa, whoever celebrates Kwanzaa doesn't care. But if you say Merry Christmas, I care a lot.
I agree with that completely. I love Kwanzaa, love happy holidays, love it all. But I'm just not sure. I think it's getting lost with everyone.
Yeah, I know it's a war on Christmas, and there's going to be a lot of bloody battles before it's over. Listen, folks. When December 25th used to be the day you'd wake up and see presents, but now it's the day you wake up and see napalm under your own Christmas tree, and the napalm burns off your flesh, folks. And it's war, and that's war. Napalm toddlers waddling in the streets. It's normal. We got to get used to it.
We got to get used to a lot of things around here, and I'm afraid of them.
Well, don't be afraid as long as you just have a merry, merry goddamn Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Hey, he's busting my balls. Did you let him go?
I did. Lambigan, who is your friend? Just introduce the...
Okay, I got to get to this because we're building it up and he's really not that special. So, folks, this guy's been faxing us for years, and it turns out...
Hello.
Hang on a second. Turns out he's always
okay.
He had the number wrong, and he'd just been faxing nobody for like 3 years. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I use a fax machine because I know that that's what you guys use, and I didn't know the number. So
you were just punching in numbers, hoping it would get to us.
216s and yes.
Okay, so you know it's Cleveland. And very good. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you sent us a very special fax that really intrigued me and made me think maybe we could use your skills on the show before Christmas. Your fax, and I hope you're not embarrassed if I read it.
No. Okay. I sent it to be read. So.
Okay, so I'm going to read this, and folks, I'm going to start, and you can start, sort of get the feeling, and I'm going to tell you, first of all, his name is Lark.
It's Native American. Indian.
Okay. Oh, I wasn't going to say that yet, but listen to this.
It's Indian.
Okay, so here we go. This is what the fact said, and I hope you're not embarrassed. It says, dear fellas, golden feather, golden sun, being on your show would be so much fun. Yes, you know it. And then it says, 1, 2, 3, you'll sing with me. Did you know I'm Cherokee? And then it says, Love, Lark. And then you wrote a little number we could get you at. We reached you after hours. And you answered the phone at 3 in the morning when I called you. You answered in the morning at 3 in the morning when I called you, Lark.
I'm always up.
You and me, we've been good friends ever since for the past week or so.
So I just want to clarify. You probably don't. A lot of the audience can't see me right now, but I don't look Indian, Native American, but my father is 80% Cherokee, and my mother is 75% Apache. So
not
it puts
only,
me a little bit over 100%. So
quite over. That's about 150%, sir. Those are some... Wow. You can step on a reservation, do pretty much whatever you'd like.
Yeah, we do the whole dance around the fire thing. And
that's pretty funny. And do you mind if I call you an Indian?
Yeah, I call it Indian.
You said Indian? Okay, so Native American, if you Indian. Say it, hey, my rule with racism is if you can say it, I can say it.
That's my rule, too, and I am an Indian, so I got the feather and stuff. And
that's yep. I love the feather. The feathers, it's very small for those who can't see. And he wears it under a winter hat.
Did I mention that because I have the Indian blood, it's got like an art. I have like an art side to me that I can do the I can play guitar. And,
yes, you're a musician.
So I brought my guitar for you to do your songs.
Yeah, so Lark tonight is very specially going to be playing acoustic songs along to some carols that I wrote. And folks, Lark and I have been working on this stuff for days. He's been crashing on my couch. He's from out of town, and I told him he could crash on the couch, and he has been, and we've been working on these songs, so we're going to sing some carols. I believe we have a caller.
Okay, we'll take a call real quick.
Okay.
We get to
busy night.
Hi. I'm just a fan and listener, and I had a song I wanted to sing about the war on Christmas.
This is perfect timing.
Yes, we are about to get to our very own songs, but we'd love for you to be the little opener. Would you like to open for us?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, little man.
Well, shoot.
Well, this is a little a cappella ditty that I call the War on Christmas.
Okay, let's hear it.
It goes, don't give up the light, don't take down the tree, there's joy to be had when we get through the fight. Don't give up the day without a fuss. A war against Christmas is a war against us.
I love that.
War against Christmas is a war against us.
It is. Absolutely.
Does us stand for the United States, like the U.S., us?
That's what I was thinking, too.
I think, well, not the whole United States, but... generally
us,
speaking,
like,
yeah.
Like us. Yeah.
I see, so just us, a like certain, so certain
about
folks.
The folks.
Yes, so yeah. So I thought it was funny when you said something about the fight, because do you realize that we're going to be seeing some, like, burnt up dead bodies and things like that? Are you ready for that stuff on Christmas? To see some pretty gory, some pretty mangled up corpses?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the...
You don't see a way out. Neither do I. I don't see a way out.
Can I ask the caller a question?
Go ahead, Lark.
Hey, can you sing that again and I can add some guitar? I'm the guitar player for tonight. I was wondering.
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful. That'd be an excellent time for Lark to show off his musicianship.
So just give it a count off and I'll just jam.
All right. A one... A two, a one, two, three. Don't give up the light.
Can you slow down, please? Lark is working his butt off trying to figure this out, and you're just singing all fast. Can you slow down, please? I'm sorry, Lark.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hey, what key does it start in, just so I can...
The starting note is D.
Yeah, thank you.
You hear it?
Yeah, he's not a musical genius there, caller. He's just Lark. beauty. Okay, sounds like music to me. Let's let it roll.
Don't give up the tree. Don't take down the light. There's joy to be had when we get through the fight.
That's if the toddlers start napalm. Keep going.
Don't give up the day. Without a fuss, a war against Christmas is a war against us.
I think I got it by the end. Thank you.
Wow. Okay, so can I just say my mind is blown by Lark's musicianship abilities?
Who is on the air? Who is this guy?
Yeah, what's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, your song was fine, but wasn't the guitar just great? Kevin? Well, that's definitely not what you want to do.
Hello?
Rudolph, the reindeer, have a very shiny eyes. And if you ever saw him, you might even say a goodbye.
Wow, a mystery caroler.
That was unbelievable. Hey, if anyone else wants to do that all night, because I guess that's the direction we're taking. This is 216.
Carol us.
It's Carol.
Carol us. The crap out of us.
Not the movie Carol.
Yeah, no, I don't like that movie Carol.
No, 216-368-2208.
Hey, Diesel, you ever see the movie It's Christmas, Carol?
No, Lamekin.
It's not bad.
Do your spin on the Merry Gentleman one.
Oh, okay. So, folks, we're about ready to do this, and I really like that. Oh, that was a really good Rudolph. So, whoever called, that was wonderful, and thank you. So I'm going to pull up my words here because I don't have them memorized because it's new. It's brand new, so it's for you guys. And this is called... This is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, which you may have heard. I'm going to yawn really quick to get out of my system. Okay, I'm ready when you are, Lark. This sounds beautiful. I don't... What? Excuse me. Okay. Side Clevelanders, let no one hurt your kids. Remember what these streets looked like before they turned to shit. Lots of treason, outdoor games, and now it's guns and gangs. Oh, this ain't the East Side that I know. Oh, this ain't the East Side that I know. Oh, Lark, you're just so talented, I lost track. Okay. Oh, this ain't the East Side that I know. Okay, turn down the instruments a little bit, okay? Ready? In Maple Heights on Mayfield Road, where little Triv was born and laid within a baby crib, he grew up watching porn. And then his parents died so young, his father in the war. Oh, our fathers killed each other in Nam, each other in Nam. Oh, our fathers killed each other in Vietnam. There's three more verses, so we gotta start over, okay? All right, ready? Miss... Here we go. Remember that one misty night? I'm sure you rue the day I chose to become as dark as my dear east side became. With a sadist grin, I do some sins. I've never been the same. Oh, I'm just what the east side became. East side became. Oh, I am just what the east side became. I told my wife to shut up when I'm watching my TV, but that is just a stupid joke. She never says nothing. If you have even met her once, you understand, Sydney. She is dull and boring and empty, so empty. I have a boring, dull wife named Sydney. Man, that Easter. Your kids, remember what these streets look like before they turn to this. Lots of trees and outdoor games, and now it's guns and gangs. Oh, this ain't the east side that I know, that I know. Oh, this ain't the east side that I know. Whew, okay, that was a little rough, but I think it was wonderful of me, those lyrics.
It was pretty good, Lamigan. It was really true about the east side. We got another caller here.
Lark, you play too fast.
I have a song.
Okay, go ahead.
You said you had a
song. Okay. Oh, that was just...
Come on, you can't be shy like that, or you're just a coward. The number's 216-368-2208. If you have a song, sing it, play it. It's Christmas, not holiday. It's Christmas, so just do it.
Lark, can you please play Lark?
Yeah, yep.
Can you play Jingle Bells but a little stripped down so I can keep up? Oh, we got a caller?
We got a caller.
Or should we say a caroler?
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer, coming home from my house Christmas tree. Some might say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we freaking leave.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really want to get into my version of Jingle Bells, okay?
What was it that you wanted to do, the Jingle Bell?
I want you to make it a little slower than what you were doing.
All right, just count it off. I can do any speeds.
1, 2, 3, 4. Smoking in... Can you quiet it down a little bit? Quiet it down a little bit. You're too loud, Lark. Okay. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and smoking in the snow on a muddy Cleveland day, standing at the bus stop waiting for the show. I walk in at midnight and get into my cage so I don't scream and scratch and bite. I can't control my rage. Oh, jingle bells, diesel smells. Producer John killed himself. And similarly, Seth has killed his entire family. Jingle bells, diesel smells. Producer John killed himself. And similarly, Seth has killed his whole family. Okay, that was... that was emotional because I just remembered about Producer John, so I just wanted to pay heed to
him. I don't know
him.
About mentioning him killing himself in the song, but that's okay. That was all right, Lamigan.
Did you like the part where I said, so I don't scream and scratch and bite, I can't control my rage?
Okay. I didn't really catch it because I stopped paying attention because it sounded... Lamigan, this... Let's just keep going. This is Christmas carols. It's Merry Christmas.
Deck the Halls is up next, and I want... Lark, if you could just keep it on one note, please. One note.
Lark, he doesn't have a microphone right now, but yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Deck the halls with decapitated Clinton heads. Fa la 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 la. If they're not gonna be convicted, fa la 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 la. They filled a dump truck with donations, fa la 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 la. To fund their child trafficking foundation, fa la 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 la. Seize their assets, save our country, fa la 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 la. I hate them, so I think it's funny, fa la 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 la. Lambast them on their way to the courthouse, fa la 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 la. Tear a piece of Hillary's hair out, fa la 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 la. Without Clintons, the world would be wonderful, fa la 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 la. Just wait till Chelsea gets political, fa la 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 la. Knowing our country should be next, fa la 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 la. To bring our country down with corruption and sex, fa la 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 la. So that was my song. It's called Deck the Halls with Decapitated Clinton Heads. So if you wanted me to...
The other ones were not as good as that one. I would just say it like that.
Well, Lark, can you say the fa-la-las with me? And I'm going to sing an a cappella just so everyone can hear the words.
I don't sing, but yes.
Okay, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Deck the halls with decapitated Clinton heads. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. If they're not going to be convicted. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. They fill the dump truck with donations, fa la 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 la, to fund their childhood trafficking foundation, fa la 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 la. Seize their assets, save our country, fa la 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 la. I hate them, so I think it's funny, fa la 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 la. Lambast them on the way to the courthouse, fa la 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 la. Tear a piece of Hillary's hair out, fa la 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 la. Without Clintons, the world would be wonderful, fa la 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 la. Just wait till Chelsea gets political, fa la 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 la. Knowing our country, she'll be next. Fa la 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 la. To bring our country down with corruption and sex. Fa la 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 la. Thanks very much. You are a wonderful singer as well.
I have a bus to catch, Lamigan. Thank you. Hopefully, we educated some people that are listening about the culture, about the Indian culture. So.
Oh, yeah, thanks so much. It was very multicultural of you to step by. And I hope that your parents do well. And that feather is just so darn cute. As a cowboy,
thank you.
It's something of a cowboy myself.
I have a bus to catch.
There's something in me that just wants to tackle you.
What did you say about a cowboy?
I said I'm something of a cowboy myself, so there's something about you that just makes me want to tackle you. Okay, so go get your bus. Okay.
I have never seen someone run out of the room so fast as when you just said cowboy.
I know.
You do not.
I know. Okay. Smoking in the snow on a muddy Christmas day. Standing in the bus stop waiting for the show. I walk in at midnight and get into my cage. So I don't scream and scratch and bite. I can't control my rage.
We should take a commercial break.
1 second. In Maple Heights on Mayfield Road, where little Trip was born. He laid within a baby crib. He grew up watching porn. And then his parents died so young. His father in the war. Oh, our fathers killed each other in Nam. Each other in Nam. Oh, our fathers killed each other in Vietnam. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. We're going to play some commercials.
And after this, we're going to wrap it up, and then we'll see you after Christmas.
And and hopefully we will survive that big battle. Merry Christmas, folks. You're listening to the Goodnight Show with Little Triv. And
Diesel.
This is Diesel Little Triv, and I'm Landon Lamigan. Sorry, I'm sucking that candy cane.
I was grossed out by Lark. Where did you find him?
He faxed us. He faxed us this creepy little Indian poem.
He didn't look Indian, Lamigan. He looked like a white. He looked more white than me.
Caucasian. You mean Caucasian.
Caucasian.
It's 2017, man. He Get looked, with the program.
Okay, he Lamigan, looked Caucasian. He looked more Caucasian than any other person I've ever seen in my life, Lamigan. Who was
okay.
that?
Okay. Okay, that was Lark. And you know what? He sent this creepy little poem, and the poem was about how much Cherokee he was.
You
and,
didn't think he was actually Indian, did you?
Music, the feather, I don't know.
You're supposed to be smarter than me, and now I feel lonely.
Smarter?
Well, you've always been smarter.
Maybe a little more sinister. But certainly not smarter.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, I'm not that smart, buddy. I've got an IQ of 80.
Okay, well, if I actually am smarter than you, and not and just, like, have a little more good in me, then I guess I'm just telling you right now that I don't think he was an Indian. I think he was just saying that.
Well, I still want to tackle him. I don't care if he's Indian. Well,
that's just the cowboy.
American. I just... Yeah,
I mean, that's just the cowboy in you.
Yeah, there's something about a cowboy that can't be tamed. And you know what? I can't be tamed. I don't exist as far as the U.S. government's concerned. I can't be contained or pertained. I can't be maintained.
Lemmy, do you have any thoughts about if it doesn't snow on Christmas?
If it doesn't snow on Christmas, I'll lose it.
Any major thought?
I will absolutely lose it. Can we wrap up so I can finish this candy cane?
Well, we were talking about if it doesn't snow on Christmas.
Yeah, I said I was going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my freaking mind if it doesn't snow on Christmas. Okay, are you happy? Okay. I'm more worried about if it's going to rain blood from the skies on Christmas. Seriously? Really?
I might do some kind of napalm freakout.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I can see you doing that, definitely.
Say something along the lines of a napalm freakout.
Agent Orange. I could see you doing some Agent Orange.
Just something along those lines.
Is it Agent Orange or Agent Orange?
It's Agent Orange.
Oh, I thought it was Agent Orange. Orange.
The word that makes me think it might be Agent Orange because it was in the...
Vietnam?
Peninsula.
And that's in Asia.
Asia. That makes me think of Angie.
That makes me think of Angie. Ex-girlfriend.
Angie over... No, I thought you were talking about the one
ex-girlfriend,
over.
Very moly.
I thought you were talking about Angie at Denny's.
Well, no. Angie's my ex, and every time I see her, I go, holy moly, because she's got a ton of moles all over her body. I say, holy moly. Do you know who I'm talking about? You say it, too. We both say holy moly.
Who I'm talking... You're thinking of the lady at Denny's.
She's my ex.
She was not your ex, Lamigan.
Yeah, we slept together last week.
You flirt with her.
Nah, I didn't sleep with her. Just kidding. I didn't sleep with anybody except my wife, and... Yeah, we flirt, but I consider her my ex. We never dated, but we've got this ex banter. And every time we see her, we just say, holy moly.
Can we do a one long prayer for snow and then just close out on this Christmas episode?
Yeah, why don't you do the prayer this time?
Well, we'll both do it.
How about you do it this time?
Line by line, it's Christmas, Lamigan. So I say, I pray to all the children. There's at least... a few thousand out there in the state of Ohio, and within our signal, there's at least a couple hundred, and I pray for all those children. I pray that they get their snow, and that the snowplow man comes and takes it away.
I pray that every person in the city of Cleveland is warm tonight with a big blanket. I pray that they have a nice warm hoodie. I pray that they believe in Santa and they believe in Christmas.
I pray that they believe in Santa more than they believe in Jesus. And I also pray that all those snowplow drivers...
Believe in who?
Jesus.
Who's...
Christ.
We'll have to talk about this later. Yeah, that's for another. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't realize you didn't know who Jesus was, so we will save that for another episode. It's an interesting thought, Lamigan. So I also pray that all those snowplow truck drivers, snowblowers, they all get a little feature on the news, News Channel 5 or Action News 19, and I pray that they all get their own little 15 minutes of fame. I hope they get a 15-minute segment.
I hope they get to sleep in. I hope they get to sleep in. Can I, my last line of the prayer is going to be more of a question.
Is it for God to answer?
It's for you.
Oh. Okay, now that's not really a prayer, but
little Triff. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think people hate me? When they listen to this show, do you think they hate me?
Liam, again, I won't listen. I won't answer your question directly, but I will say this. It's much harder to hate in the holiday season. And this is, if it doesn't snow on Christmas, I'm going to do some kind of napalm attack.
Good night, folks. You're listening to the Good Night Show with Little Trip. That's all we got for this week. Next week, it's Milman. Lots of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he can be. There's just one little thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how is Santa gonna use his sleigh? In case of...